Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Does 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Adrian.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Stefan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Faction.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets here, John.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions... your behavior questions about your dogs or cats, as well as your training questions, at 844-305-7800. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Ben, and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 844-305-7800. You'll be hearing a report this hour from...
Greg Lex.
And the show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack, meaning there's five in one bag. And they're big, full of creamy paste that your cats are going to love and keep coming back for more. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can also find it in pet stores, and you can find it at all your Walmart stores. So check it out. That's Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. Also, Pearl's Premium Lawn Seed. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at pearlspremium.com. It's the best grass you'll ever grow. We want to hear from you guys. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
She was ever dreaming of heaven on a mystic lover's twilight zone. Darkest night that I have ever flown. She was every star in this man's sky. Troubled child's magic lullaby. Deciding then if I should live or die. But oh, I wish I may. I wish I might. Hold me tight.
Ever did in a life that's been oh so sad.
a live song from Gino Sasani. If you want to visit his website for his music, it's at gesasani.com. So you can find his music there. We also give away his CDs. One is called Here in Cold Blood, but it's about reptiles.
That's correct.
So, and he is the reptile expert, so he's got Lost World Reptiles. That's lostworldreptiles.com if you want to check that out. But it's we do talk about...
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last week.
Why should I answer it? There it is on that card over there. He gave me away.
Tell us about the last time. I don't want to spend all the time with Elvis because I want to talk about Wink Martindale. But I remember you told me this story of the last time you saw him and you and Sandy went backstage and then went back to your motel room and were devastated at his sight and his appearance.
Yeah, that was on my birthday in 1976. Sandy wanted to give me something special. So she took me to Las Vegas to see Elvis perform at the International Hotel. He was still doing two shows a night, several months a year in Las Vegas. And he knew we were there that night, so he invited us back. He wanted to talk to the two of us. And so we went back between shows, and his dressing room was filled with people. And they were quiet as a mouse because he was standing behind the bar, and we were in front of the bar talking, and everybody wanted to hear what we were talking about. Well, it so happened, Ron, that he had seen us that day on Tattletales, a game show on CBS, How Much Do You Know About Your Spouse? And not only were we on, but we won the game for that day over the other three couples or celebrities. So he couldn't get over how much we knew about each other, although we'd been married a number of years. And I remember also he said to me, Wink, look at you. Look how well you've done. Your career has just gone dynamite. And later I said to Sandy, can you imagine Elvis Presley saying to me how well I've done?
Yeah. You don't hear that.
Didn't quite get over that. But anyway, he was puffy. He didn't look healthy that night. We're talking about 1976. We talked for a while as if nothing was wrong. But when we left and we got back to our hotel and closed the door behind us, we literally broke down and cried. And I said, Sandy, that's the last time we'll see Elvis alive. And sure enough, you know, within a year, he was gone.
Yeah. Fascinating story and a very sad one, too. And I know how it affected you and Sandy. Now, aside from being a premier game show host, a phenomenal disc jockey who's worked with all the best, WHBQ in Memphis, over there to KHJ in L.A., also Gene Autry's KMPC, KKGO, also reaching in 1959 number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with selling over a million copies of the song you heard going into the show, Deck of Cards, which, by the way, Wink, is not only a beautiful song, and I was listening to it today because I hadn't heard it in a long time, but also thinking to myself, can you imagine today a song done in that fashion making a top 40 chart? That is staggering.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, even back in 1959, it was rather staggering for another reason. I remember sitting in Randy Wood's offices of Dot Records when the record was climbing the chart. And I said to Randy, I said, can you imagine this record, this talking, semi-religious record, Deck of Cards, in the same top 10 with Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin and Venus by Frankie Avalon. And here was this semi-religious talker in the same top 10. I couldn't get over it. And I still find it amazing to this day. And of course, to make a record like that today, I can't even imagine.
That's right. And I got to tell everybody, not only a huge hit in the United States, but reached number 5 in the United Kingdom, which is unbelievable, in April of 63 when they had the Beatles.
You know, Ron, Deck of Cards, believe it or not, has been a hit in the UK on 3 different occasions. It so happens that, you know, from time to time over the years, some DJ would pull it out, play it as an oldie. It would light up the phones like a Christmas tree, and then it would become a hit all over again. And that's happened on 3 or 4 different times over there.
Unbelievable. We're going to pause for a second. Wink, you know what this is all about. Our very special guest is a legend in the broadcasting and music industry, my dear friend, Wink Martindale, who I am honored that he's on our show. I haven't talked to him in a long, long time and miss his visits. Wink's career has taken him from being a disc jockey on many of the top stations across the United States, king of quiz shows, he's done them all, and then, of course, the interview that he did on his dance show locally in Memphis, with with his guest, Elvis Presley, and a recording artist. Quite a guy, there's no question about it. And Wink and I will be right back with more live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know, for I was that soldier.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On a day like today,
many million sellers, love letters in the sand are... We're back live, or nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today. Of course, that music, very familiar music from the television show Tic-Tac-Toe, which is another one of the items underneath the name of Wink Martindale. Wink, I mentioned in the break there that I could talk to you for hours on end. You know, I was watching the other day, the History of Rock and Roll series, but you have something super exciting that everybody can listen to. This is going to be a giant for you, and I couldn't be more happier. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, back in the early 70s, I had the pleasure of narrating the Elvis Presley story for Ron Jacobs and Watermark Productions, who used to produce American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. It was just one of those rare experiences that you get during your career. It was 14 hours, and they interviewed everybody that ever came in contact with Elvis. They came back to Memphis, they went to New York, they went to wherever anybody knew Elvis, they interviewed them, and it was all included. Now, Fade to Black can come up on today, and my 14-hour Elvis Presley radio special, which I call From Tupelo to Superstardom, is going to be on the station that I work for here in the Palm Springs area, KWXY Music Radio. streaming from Palm Springs to the world at kwxy.com. So anybody can listen to it, your listeners or anybody around the world on kwxy.com. We're going to play the entire 14 hours nonstop.
KWXY.com.
KWXY.com.
The full 14 hours. Boy, that is sensational.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy it, especially Elvis fans who have never heard this show before.
Yeah, I remember when the show first came out.
Okay, thank you.
Talking about radio, and you worked for, as we mentioned, all the best, starting way back. I can appreciate the salary you made because I made about a dime less. Today's radio, with the lack of personality, no singer can work a record like they used to do when we were on the air. I mean, you just can't do it. I don't even know how an Elvis Presley or a Bobby Darin or a Diana Ross could be found anymore. It's changed so differently. What's your thought on it?
Change in that there's no place for a DJ like you or me to start, to learn the business. So much of radio today is syndicated and pre-recorded and purchased by radio stations, and so fewer of us are on the air doing our thing, and that's the way radio has really and truly changed the most over the years. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. When I started in radio, you would be recognized if you walked into a McDonald's. And that was because you were doing record hops and proms and TV commercials. Now, you know, you could be the biggest celebrity in town and walk into a place and shoot somebody and nobody would even know you.
And I remember so well that during my days in Memphis and especially at KFWB and KMPC in Los Angeles, a record promotion guy, which there aren't any anymore, I guess, record promotion guy would work for a record company and they would pay this record promotion guy a weekly salary for a couple of weeks to take to the various radio stations to try to get the program director or the music director or the DJs to play it.
Right.
And that's the way records got played back in the day. I know at KFWB, every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we had a meeting with all the DJs, and we would listen to the new releases for that week, and we'd vote on which ones we thought should be added to our playlist.
Right.
And if you didn't get added to the playlist, there was no way your record was going to be played. And that was sort of unfair, but you can't play every record that came out because there were so many of them.
I remember as 14 years old, I was a music director because I was with the youth of the community, so they figured I knew what I was talking about. And there was a guy from Capitol Records that would come in, and he wouldn't ask me, what do you think of this record? He would tell me, because he'd say, this is a great record. You got to play it. You're a young man. You know this is going to be a hit. And, of course, I played everything that he gave me because I didn't know any better. He was blowing smoke in my ear. I thought I was, I thought it was Wink Martindale. I had all the answers. Not only the radio business, though, you have even gone into acting. I mean, did I not see you one time on a soap opera?
I don't see myself as an actor, but I happened to get a call a couple of occasions to do a little brief appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful on CBS.
Yeah, you're a minister, were you not?
That's right, I was a minister.
And I meant what I said about the path that you made for all of us, because people like you were in the fun time of radio. We're both involved in radio. You know, there's nothing like sitting down and playing the hits. I mean, it's a great life, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, you talk about us as being sort of lighting the way for other DJs along the way. The same thing happened for you and me back in the day. I know for me, when I was in Memphis, and prior to Memphis, when I was just a kid getting started in Jackson, Tennessee, as a 17, 18-year-old, my heroes were at WINS and WNEW in New York, famous people, and some of the great disc jockeys like Dick Biondi in Chicago. Those are the people that I looked up to. I was just thinking about this the other day. There might be some kid out there right now listening to my radio show who say, gee, I'd like to be like him, or I wonder how I could get started like he did, you know? You think about that as you get older.
Well, I will tell you a little story, okay? The gentleman who produces our show for us at the network, when he found out that Wink Martindale was going to be on my show, he went crazy. He said, you got to be kidding me. Wink? He says, I used to watch him as a kid with my parents. He says, I love Wink Martindale. That's the kind of stuff that you do not realize probably because you're so, you know, involved with other things, the impression that you've made on a lot of people, me included, Wink.
Well, your friend, and obviously you too, all have very good taste.
I that's exactly the way I set that up for you, like you told me to. Wink, I really appreciate it. You know, you and I haven't talked in a while. I think the last time I saw you was at Ed's funeral.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think it was Burbank.
Wow.
When I hosted that, and I saw you and Sandy. I think that was the last time, which goes back to 2009.
I'm sorry, this is just a phone call, and I'm not with you in person because you still owe me $5.
Well, I know that, but you said I had as long as I wanted to pay you. And I didn't think there was a cap on what I could see. I'll come to your house in December and celebrate your birthday, and I'll even make it $6, add a little interest to it, okay?
Okay, then, Ron. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Thanks, Wink. You sound terrific. Don't ever retire, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wink. Our very
Bye-bye.
Special guest, Wink Martindale. You know, I've known Wink Martindale a long time, and having him here was a real pleasure. Always is. You know, last Sunday, August 20th, was National Radio Day, so we thought it appropriate to get him on the show this week and talk about his terrific career in the broadcasting business, not only on radio, but, of course, on television, too. Worked for all the great radio stations out on the West Coast, and then had so much success as a game show host. And what I failed to mention, Wink Martindale is 89 years old. He sounds phenomenal, and if you ever see him, he looks great. He looks like he's about 45 or 50. The guy has never aged, and it's always a pleasure having him here. He's been a friend for many, many years and an influence on a lot of broadcasters across the country in his massively successful career, still working in radio at 89 years old. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. At least four people are dead after a shooting Saturday in a Jacksonville, Florida store. CNN reports the shooter is dead after barricading himself in a Dollar General. Boston's mayor is condemning a shooting that injured seven people during a parade Saturday morning. Police say two people are under arrest. Bob Barker is being remembered as the most popular game show host of all time. He passed away Saturday at his home in Los Angeles at the age of 99. The 60th anniversary March on Washington is drawing thousands to the nation's capital. Civil rights groups are marking Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic 1963 march with a rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Forecasters say Franklin has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane in the Atlantic. It's expected to begin impacting Bermuda by Sunday night. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today. I'm very excited about a show that's called Money Court, featuring our friend who is so successful in so many things, but of course we all know him from Shark Tank, affectionately known as Mr. Wonderful. Joining us right now is Kevin O'Leary. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ron.
I am, as millions of other people, such a fan of Shark Tank, and now going into something that is really unique called Money Court. Explain this to us, because you have a couple of judges, but you are really over the domain of what happens to people who are in conflict in business. Boy, that happens every like 20 seconds.
Well, what's happened in our country is that the pandemic has logjammed the courts.
Right.
And so nobody can get a trial anymore. They have to wait for thousands of cases, so it could be years. But if you're in business and you're doing a financial litigation, you want it resolved. And so they're going towards arbitration. And what really Money Court is arbitration. People have decided and that they'll let me settle their dispute after hearing both sides. But I also want to understand the legal ramifications, because so many of these cases are contract law. And here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of judge reality shows on television, but these cases are not about your neighbor's cat making noise at night. This is real financial litigation. People are suing each other for money, and we're trying to solve these cases by finding the middle ground. And because money and emotion don't often, you know, they're like oil and water, they don't mix, it is very, very compelling television, because I'm really trying to, you know, I understand these people have signed a contract because they have a real lawsuit, and they're trusting me to solve it. And so, you know, as one of the litigants said, I don't really like you, Mr. Wonderful, but I trust you. And there you have it. I would rather be trusted.
And in an arbitration scenario, a lot of times someone all of a sudden gets an attitude that there's a favoritism on either side. I don't see that happening here by any measure. But you know, you are right. I've been in self-employed since 1977. And I always say that you don't run a business the way you want to. You run a business the way you have to. And when you get money involved, it ruins relationships, partnerships, family, divorces. I mean, it's a tough venture. And people get into these situations and frankly don't know how to get out and get into them sometimes because of ignorance of business.
You know, that shopping list of disputes you just listed, we have all of those in money court. It's, some of them are just emotionally draining to watch because you've got situations where a mother is suing her own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, when I ran into that case, I couldn't believe it. And then as we peeled the onion on the story, you realize how damaged this relationship was. And yet I still had to decide. You know, based on the facts and based on the contract and based on what was occurring. But you know, your heart pours out to a family ripped to pieces from money. I mean, it's just, you know, and the thing is, people are going to watch the show and see themselves in it. They're going to see their uncles and brothers and sisters and mothers and family members. It happens to every family at some point. And I think that's one of the reasons it's such compelling television.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's something that everybody can relate to at some point. You don't have to be in business to relate to this situation. It could be something as much as loaning a brother money for a car. I mean, it really and truly does not exclude everybody that is not in the workplace as an entrepreneur. And I got to tell you something. I've often said when it comes to something that you're doing here, it's very difficult. Like in the entertainment business, I would like to go up and MC a performance vis-a-vis being the judge. In this particular case, it's got to be very difficult because you know, because of your experience, how tough it is, as you mentioned, to peel away the personal aspect of it and get to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah. In fact, it's a case of a brother and sister. And you brought me right to the current moment. I was thinking about that case today and how and what they did to each other. And, you know, just maybe they didn't mean to do it, but they did. And then all of a sudden you shine the harsh light of reality on the situation. And they've got to settle and then reconcile as family. I mean, it's just, I got to tell you, I remember, you know, I went into the taping of this thing and saying to myself, I've done so much television in my career. But when we were shooting the very first day in the Telemundo NBC studios in Miami, you have all these professional sound people, cameramen, grips, lighting, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't watch television. They make television. They're professionals. They've seen it all before.
Right.
And I looked over at the line feed where there's a monitor in every room in the middle of one of these cases, and 20-plus people, pros, like the people working on the show that should have been making the show, not watching it, were glued to the screen and tears coming out of their eyes. They were totally engaged. And I realized, wow, I've never seen this before. I think we have a monster hit on our hands here. I've never seen anything like it. And at the break of that, on that case, the makeup artist came over to me and said, I don't agree with you at all. I just think you made a huge mistake in that settlement. And she was really pissed off. And I thought, wow, she's totally engaged in this show.
Yeah.
She just became an equity owner in it. And I think that's what's going to happen when people watch.
I think the key to this, and I'm not saying because you're on the show, Kevin, I really mean this, is yourself. See, I have a philosophy when it comes to business. I never want to do business with anyone who's never had to make a payroll. If you don't know that feeling on a Friday afternoon figuring out, how the hell am I going to pay these people, then I don't want to do business with you. They'll listen to you because you've been down that road. You know what that road is like, and I think that has an enormous amount of credibility to the show. What do the two judges do, Kevin?
Well, thank goodness I have them, because Adepozo was a, you know, federal judge. She sat on the bench. She has BS radar like you can't imagine. She's heard it all before. And Katie Fang is a contract lawyer, a litigator. And I need them because I want to understand where everybody stands legally. It doesn't mean I have to listen to them, but I need to know what they know. And I often listen to them because so many of these disputes are based around contract. And so, you know, that litigation between a mother and a daughter, there was a contract there. That mother made her daughter sign a contract, which I just find, but you know, contract is contract. It has a signature on it.
Right.
And it's how we base our law. And I just, I really struggled with that case, I got to tell you. And I took guidance from Ada on that one because, you know, she's also a mother and she's a judge. I mean, the case is, these cases, you need all three. You need these two powerful women. I'm glad I'm with them because I need the support to make the decision. It's brutal. Sometimes it was brutal.
Can they appeal your decision, Kevin?
No. That's arbitration. That's the point. They have to trust you. And I'm glad to say that in the post-interviews when these people were asked, were you treated fairly, even if they didn't like the outcome, 90% of them did. So I feel I'm doing a good job. I want to get better. I always do. But I just listen to my gut and listen to my instinct. And it's like you said, I agree with your philosophy. I have made payroll. I know how hard that is. And, it, you know, I look at that anchor as my reality, and I try and let it guide me.
Now, Kevin, this was a six-part episode on CNBC. Now I understand you've been renewed for another season, and you'll be streaming not only new programs, but programs on demand.
In fact, we're casting right now. And so if you have a dispute, you can go to the website, www.moneycourtnow.com, and register there, because I'm happy to hear your case. I mean, you know, it's sort of, I have a feeling the show's going to do very, very well, and we'll be taping the new season. And so if you've got a dispute, go there. It's, you know, www.moneycourtnow.com, and tell me what you're doing.
I'm very excited about this. Now, I have to apologize to you, because I wanted to run down some of the great accomplishments you have had in a remarkable career. And, of course, time is always against us, and I know you are on a busy schedule. I will tell you this, though. I was a little surprised to know that you had a degree in psychology until I snapped to it and realized that great sales is part of psychology. So I ran off board there for a second. Of course, you have to have, you know, psychology to succeed in what you're doing, and the fact that you have many books that are available right now. I'm going to mention, if I may, Cold Hard Truth, Men, Women, and Money, and Family, Kids, and Money. And, of course, Shark Tank on CNBC. Kevin, I invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest. I have a lot of respect for you, and I wish you much luck with this show. It's called Money Court. Kevin, you're not only a great investor and businessman, but a great talent.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you so much. Take care, my friend.
Okay, you too. I look forward to your return, okay?
Bye-bye.
And as I mentioned earlier, the show Money Court actually aired last fall on CNBC. It has been renewed, and now it is streaming along with the old episodes, brand new episodes that they just finished taping. In fact, they're taping some as we speak, and that'll be streaming on Hulu, a lot of different platforms, either in real time or on demand. It's called Money Court, and it's host from Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. And we're going to pause for a second. We've got a whole show ahead of us, live nationwide and around the world. Ron Zedgy today.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals, or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in a while, but boy, I tell you, what a nice man he is. He's part of the hosting team of NBC's three-time Emmy Award-nominated competition series, American Ninja Warrior. It's Mondays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on NBC. Joining us right now is Agbar Bajabiamila. Hello, Agbar. How are you?
Ron, I'm doing so good. So glad to be back. You nailed the last name, as always. I thought you might be a little rusty. You nailed it.
Okay, Agbar, I got to be honest with you, okay? I've been practicing this thing since midnight, okay? And I must confess, I went back to our last interview, and I listened to it 117 times, and I got this. I could be the guy that introduced you now. I could do it so good. Agbar Bajabiamila, right?
Yep, there you go. You got it.
You are right, though, because when I listened to the last interview we did, you said once you say it and get used to it, it's very easy. It's the spelling that really kind of throws you off, but if you can get past the spelling. I love the story that you told me one time that in school you just waited for them to call the name Maria Garcia, and you knew you were next.
That's right, yeah. Wow, yeah, because I went to school with Maria Garcia, and so I was just, that's me. I knew G-A and then G-B. Yep, I got it. That's me. Don't even say it, because I knew that they were going to screw it up, and all the kids were going to laugh.
Agbar, tell everybody your full name.
It's Akbar Oluwakemi Idowu Bajabiamila. That's 32 letters, and if you see them all together, you're going to go like, whoa. Yeah. I love when I get pulled over by the cops. Well, actually, I don't love it when I get pulled over. It's not fun. But when I have gotten pulled over, it's always a thing that kind of, like, pauses them. And they go, their eyebrows go, hold on, what? Like, who am I pulling over? So there's always, like, a little pause in between, and hopefully it sparks a conversation. Like, hold on, how do you say this? All right, if I teach you how to say, will you not give me the ticket for crossing over to?
Well, you know, it's amazing. Told me this one time, your first name, Agbar, means great, and your last name, Bajabiamila, means big man, come save me. So you are a great big man, come save me.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Wow.
I have to live up to that, as my father told me so many times.
You know, let's talk about the show. This is an unbelievable show. First of all, everybody knows that you played 5 years in the NFL with the Raiders, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and you hosted NFL's NFL Fantasy Live. So you got a new book, Everyone Can Be Ninja. I don't know about that. That's a nice try, at least, you know, to aspire to that. But tell us about this season, because it's a show that absolutely amazes me and disappoints me that I can't even do I couldn't even do the announcing for the show, let alone be one of the contestants. I mean, this is a tough show to be a participant in.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, this year was really tough in that we thought that we weren't going to be able to pull off the season. We were actually supposed to start filming. We had the course set up in Los Angeles. What was supposed to be the start of a brand new season, going around to Washington, D.C. and all these new cities. But kudos to NBC, A. Smith Production, for really making the adaptation to this new normal, so to speak, and really being able to create a safe environment for us to film. This year, we're filming in St. Louis in Dome of America, and we're inside this beautiful 80,000-seat stadium, and we're there filming the special season of American Ninja Warrior. Now, we had 350,000 square feet to kind of spread everything out. What they've done in creating these safety protocols for us to be able to shoot and as they make their way through this brutal, crazy obstacle. And I think, you know, as a side note, the people who designed, you know, our team who designed the obstacles and the course this year, they had extra time to really come up with something diabolical. And, like, we have an obstacle this year called Corkscrew. And when you see it, you're going to be like, hold on. The centrifugal force, I mean, that comes out of this one obstacle. I mean, you go, what? I mean, you're just dizzy just watching it. It's that difficult, that hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever seen on American Ninja Warrior, and we have other obstacles like that this year. So it's pretty cool to see these ninjas stepped up to the challenge. They stepped up on that platform ready to compete for the special season.
You know, I watch the show. I'm a fan. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that really gets me is that you really do, and I guess it's because of you, and Matt, you really have the excitement in the studio. And, of course, the show is just filled with excitement. The winner will earn $100,000. But, Akbar, how do you find these people?
Well, they find, I think it used to be where we try to find them, and now they find us. And I think because they've seen it, it's become such a huge community. It's inspired so many people, and I think people want to tell their story. But people also want to show how they can overcome, and then people want to be challenged. I think that's the thing. And people often ask me, well, where does this excitement and this energy come from? And for me, it comes from the idea that, you know, I was once a professional athlete, but to be fair, I wasn't the biggest name. Right? I played amongst some big names like Jerry Rice and Tim Brown and Bill Romanowski and some of these Hall of Fame athletes, LaDainian Tomlinson. But if I made a play, when I made a play, my story wasn't as relevant as theirs. And so I told myself whenever I had that opportunity, I was going to make sure that I told the stories of those who would be considered quote-unquote big and those who would be considered quote-unquote small, that all of them have a fascinating story and that I was very, very interested in. So I take my time to really get to know these athletes and why they're there, what makes them so special. I think back to just our last episode with Paulina Vila,
yeah,
who is a frontline worker, and she steps away from that for just a second to beat and to be able to come out, compete on the show. And on top of that, she's 4'11", and we don't have a lot of 4'11" ninjas on the show. And you can imagine just the challenges with that alone. So she has the obstacle within the obstacle within the obstacle and still comes out there to compete. And when you see that, you can't help but to see yourself and Paulina Vila, because you see, hey, you know what? I have my challenges as well, whether it's a physical challenge, whether it's a health challenge, whatever it might be.
I watch you get involved with this show because I think you have an empathy with these people because of your experience and your background in sports. And I think that's the one of the many successes that you bring to the program. Do you still going to do now the American Ninja Warrior Junior?
At this point, there is no real clear date, yeah, as to when American Ninja Warrior Junior is coming back. Well, let me tell you, these kids, it didn't stop them from being inspired. And I've gotten so many letters and I've gotten so many Instagrams and Twitter posts about how their kids are just turning the entire house into Ninja Warrior obstacles. Stair rails and door frames and couches and kitchens have all turned into Ninja Warrior obstacles.
That's funny. Well, look, we're going to be watching. Again, everybody, it's Monday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC, American Ninja Warriors. And our guest is my friend Akbar Bajabiamila. And please come back. You're a great guest, and I'm glad that I finally got the name right. It's so important to me to get a name right like that. And now it's easy. I'm going to go to bed tonight knowing that Bajabiamila is on my mind.
Ron, and look, you've already said it 3 or 4 times. It's going to be seared in your brain forever.
That's for sure. Thank you so much, Akbar, and we look forward to having you back.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Akbar Bajabiamila, and he's one of the hosts of that hit show on NBC, American Ninja Warriors, along with Matt Eisman. And we're going to pause for a couple of seconds. But we'll be back with more live.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's a wrap for the first hour of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest for joining us this first hour. 89 years old, sounding like $1 million and looking even better, Wink Martindale. From the Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and Agmar Bajamiamila, one of the hosts of America Ninja Warriors. Next hour, actor Richard Thomas will be joining us from the Monkees, and the only surviving member of that group, unfortunately, Mickey Dolenz. Our friend, country singer with a new CD, Neil Baucus, and Elizabeth Warner and Tucker Perkins in our lifestyle segment. And that's coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world, with Ron Segi today.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.